This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts Podcast. My name is Jordan Hall, and this is my story, Driving Biden. I chose this story because I think more people should know about this outrageous civilian perk. Storytelling with NEPM was a blast, top to bottom. That said, I'm glad I went first my night. I did not want to sit around waiting for these seasoned pros to show their stuff. The atmosphere in the green room was electric. It felt like athletes before a game. I recall my father-in-law saying afterwards, "I didn't know this was a thing. It was amazing." Yeah, this is very much a thing.
I was working as a film producer in New York City, planning production routes, trying to find the fastest way from Manhattan to LaGuardia, when my friend and co-producer came in the room and said, "How would you like to drive in Joe Biden's vice presidential motorcade?" Now, most people, when they hear this sentence, would just wave it off as a lark, but I was talking to Bennett Wilson. And Bennett Wilson has said things that have come true, crazy things, so I was worried that this might come true. He said things like, "Jordan, do you want to help me build the world's largest cardboard box in Times Square? Guinness certified." And then that happened. And he said, "Jordan, we should build an urban farm in Brooklyn." And then that happened. So I was afraid if I said yes to this, it might actually happen. So I asked about qualifications and thought about qualifications. And I've been driving hundreds of thousands of miles over the past couple years. So I was sure about it. And then he said all we had to do was pass security clearance. And I thought that was my out. I was certain I had a overdue library book somewhere that was going to keep me out. So I gave him my Social Security card. And 2 weeks later, I was serving at the pleasure of the vice president. Our job was to drive in the motorcade. We would both have 15 pass vehicles. Now, if you've never driven in a vice presidential motorcade, they take it very seriously. You meet the head of Secret Service, I guess, but he imparts to you very few rules. Find a buddy, that'll be the vehicle in front of you. Stay 4 feet from that buddy at all times while moving at 45 miles an hour across the city of New York. It's fantastic. So you're already empowered with these rules. And he then says, if anything gets in between your buddy and you, you were supposed to run over said thing. And before I had time to ask, he said, "Yes, that includes people." So we were emboldened, to say the least, sitting in the vehicles, waiting for the taillights in front of you, because that's the only signal. As soon as your buddy goes, you go. And then thunder comes upon you. The New York City police, motorcycle cruisers, 20 of them, I don't know, they rumble upon you. Everyone's chest is shaking. Their job is to block the side streets as the motorcade goes through. And I'm telling you, folks, it was exhilarating. It's exactly what you think it is. The movies don't nearly do it justice. Cross town in 3 to 4 minutes, downtown in 6. It was incredible. It truly was. And everything was going great until I lost my buddy. The big event was at Cipriani in Midtown, and we were to get to the vice president to Air Force Two, which was going to be taken off from LaGuardia. And I instantly realized that I don't think I got the answer to the question Bennett and I were supposed to figure out the first day he came. Anyway, the point is, I lost my buddy because a very important person who was not the vice president didn't make it out of the event in time, and the very important person who was the vice president took off with a motorcade. And I felt awful. As emboldened as you felt when you're driving for the vice president in that motorcade, you feel equally as naked and afraid. Well, the attaché leans over and says, "You can get to LaGuardia, right?" And I lie and say, "Yeah," and I'm try to think, is it the bridge? Is it the other bridge? Not the tunnel? Well, the attaché also, very resourceful guy, he scrambled a private squad car, and it's exactly what you think. It's a little silver sedan, and they put the cherry on top, and we're both laying on horns, and we get a couple more police cruisers to follow us, so we have a mini caravan, and I have a new buddy, and we try to hit FDR, but the backflow of traffic from the actual motorcade is awful, so we get on to some other streets, and it's a little like Grand Theft Auto and a little like Mario Kart, and I can't tell you how many traffic violations we incurred that night, but I can tell you three things. When you get to the toll booth, that little flag, that little arm, it's totally foam. You can go right through it. As I was told to do at the behest of the vice president. The second thing is that LaGuardia has a back door. That's where all the important people go. Marine Air Terminal is where we went, so all the traffic I was worried about didn't really exist. And we go through these big protected gates, and there's Air Force Two. That's what the plane is called when the VP rides it. The caravan is just getting in, and I pull into the back, and it all works out perfectly. No one's the wiser. I get pats on the back, and they say, hey, you should drive for us next time. And I say, not on your life. And as the plane's taken off, the third thing I learned, Bennett leans over and says, hey, you got the answer to your question. What's the fastest way from Manhattan to LaGuardia? And I smile, and we both say at the same time, Vice Presidential Motorcade. Thank you.
That was Jordan Hall with his story, Drivin' Biden. I'm Katie Wright, the producer of NEPM's Valley Voices podcasts. NEPM produces Story Slams throughout the year in partnership with the Academy of Music. And we capture them on video. There are some great stories told live on stage at venues throughout our region posted on our YouTube channel. Find them all by going to nepm.org/valleyvoices. I'll be back next week with another Summer Shorts podcast.